It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good afternoon, good morning, good night. Ah, man. Happy mid-September, everybody. I am one of three of your illustrious hosts. You know me as Nork's own brick daddy of daddies. I am Gordon Baker Bone. And with no further ado, to my right, hailing from the part of the country where only college football is the good football. Put your hands together for Jerome Russell, everybody.
That's true.
And to my left, hailing from a place that serves gumbo with alligators with a dash of Zion Williamson cheating on his baby mother. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Mel, everybody.
Ew. Hello, everybody.
And as per usual, we told you we're going to have some great guests. I'm so excited to have this next gentleman here, hailing from the place you call Kentucky, where all the grass is blue unless you smoke it. Please put your hands together for the one, the only, Charles Moore, everybody.
What's up? Thanks for having me on.
No problem, man.
This is the first time calling.
Oh, man. This is so great because, like, we've been telling people we're going to have guests on. And so far, we've just been having our friends on. And for those that don't know, Charles is not only a great comedian, he's also a friend of ours who, when Decepticomics went on tour, he fucked with us and came out and did a show with us.
Yep. Fun times.
Yeah. I was so drunk at that time. Like, I remember meeting Charles. I just remember meeting Charles, him being funny, us being in the arcade, telling jokes, and then me hopping back in the car.
Yeah, there's an arcade at Mag Bar, yes.
Oh, yes. Charles, I've been dying to ask someone this question. I don't meet many Black people from Kentucky. In your own words, what is it like being Black in Kentucky?
I'm used to it, so I'm good. I mean, it's all right, I guess.
Listen, you don't have to be diplomatic.
Racism, I guess. It's...
You just said you're accustomed to the racism?
Yeah, I mean, it's a way of life. It is what it is.
Oh, wow. Do they give you guys bourbon with your... Wait. Kentucky's bourbon, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they give you all bourbon with your...
Well, they don't just give us bourbon. But there's bourbon everywhere. I mean, I've got a little bit of bourbon somewhere around here. It's everywhere.
I think
there's more barrels of bourbon in Kentucky than there are people.
Oh, wow. That sounds like the most alcoholic dream world ever. So, Rome, I think we would thrive in Kentucky if we just stuck with the bourbon.
Us or you?
Me personally. Yeah. I like to put my happiness on my friends. Mel, have you been to Kentucky?
I have not.
We gotta get you to go. What up, Charles?
What's up?
You gotta get me to go to Kentucky?
Come to Kentucky.
Yes. Is that what you said?
Yes. We got to get you down to Kentucky. Like, I've been saying for the longest time that the three of us need to go to the Kentucky Derby, wear some nice suits, have some dope-ass hats, and watch the ponies run. Serome loves the ponies, so we'll just give them all the money.
I'm definitely dressing like Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady if I go. So if you're ready to be embarrassed, let's do it.
Y'all should definitely do that, because one thing y'all don't know about Churchill Downs is in the hoods.
Say what?
You're gonna be surprised. Oh, yes, in the hood.
Wait,
that's always the case.
Wait, time out. One of the most prestigious horse races in the country is in the hood?
Yes.
How is she going to rub their faces in it, baby? That's the American way.
One of the shadiest places I ever did stand up is a strip club called Deja Vu, and it is a few yards away from Churchill Downs.
All right. I gotta get people up to speed. I know you're probably like, wait, did Charles just say he did stand up in a strip club? Here's a fun fact that you don't know about comedy. Every single comedian, not gonna say every single comedian, I want to say 80% of comedians throughout their work will perform in a strip club at some point. We all will stand up next to a pole and tell jokes, which I don't know is better or worse than taking off your clothes.
Question.
What's up?
Do y'all hold on to the pole for balance and swing around it a little bit? Just like not a full spin, but like a kind of a whimsical wee.
We've been told not to touch the pole. We've been told not to touch the pole.
Ah, okay.
Mel, there's three comedians in here that's all saying that they performed a strip club. Out of the three that are here, take a wild guess which one not only touched the pole, but swung on the pole.
Oh, it's definitely you. That's not a wild guess.
You got damn
definitely
right.
You.
You got damn right.
Did you go upside down?
No, no.
You float down like an angel?
No. Mm. Like, shout out to anyone that is proficient in the art of pole dancing. A lot of people don't know this. That pole sits on ball bearings and is able to rotate. I used to always wonder how, like, dancers and entertainers didn't have, like, real rough, callous hands like gymnasts. But apparently, that pole swivels.
Okay.
I learned something.
Oh, wait, Mel. I think Sarome knows this. I told you about the time I got kicked by a dancer because she lost a topless talent show, and she didn't like the fact that she lost, and she grabbed the pole, and because it's sitting on a ball bearing, she used the momentum to swing around and kick me in the shoulder.
Were you laughing?
No, she just
you were just there.
The fact that
you was the host.
I was the host, and I had to announce that she lost the grand prize of $350, not $3.50. And she didn't like the fact because she was like, I'm the best dancer here. And I was like, I told you this before the show. You're supposed to be a talent outside of dancing, but I got the most money. I understand that, but they voted her the winner, but she didn't even do it. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you're not the winner. And she was like, what? And she grabbed the pole and used the momentum and kicked me in the shoulder.
Was she uninvited from Stripperville? Like, what happens after that? Do you walk away like nothing happened?
Yeah, you get away with a lot in the strip club.
Okay.
What was her non-dance talent? I'm intrigued now.
Her non-dance talent was twerking, and it was twerking in a comic book shirt. She had one of her favorite Marvel comic book shirts on. And like, I kept going, listen, I know like they're throwing you money, but you got to show like a talent. Like you got to,
that's not a talent.
Her non-dance talent was dancing?
Yes.
Yeah. This is why she lost, Mel.
Okay.
Somebody just bought a violin, they won.
Yes. Mel, like all the other dancers were super excited not to have to strip or not to have to dance. They hit like, really bringing out instruments they had from home, ferrets, magic tricks, spinning plates.
And she said, I have a shirt and a butt. Bless her heart.
And then she swung
why didn't
around.
She do martial arts? Clearly.
Apparently, that's what you're good at, Jet Li.
She would have won if she led with that. If she just did karate moves on the pole, that is a talent that we all would have agreed deserves to win money.
I mean, she's got my vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we don't realize how self-limiting we are, you know? Mm.
All she had to do was believe in herself. She would have had 350.
Oh, man.
Like, lead with John Wick. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Where to take you?
Yeah, she could have said, hi, my name is Cinnamon, and hiya.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
But one of my favorite times in the strip club is that doing that topless talent show, and this one new girl, she wanted to showcase that she could sing, that she had a voice, and she was a white girl in Connecticut, a little bit from the backwoods, and she wanted to sing a gospel song, and she sang a gospel song in the strip club. The DJ turned off the music and people slowly clapped. It was the most, I still can't believe I saw it. And like, I'm like, oh, this is happening. We're having church.
Was she good?
She did have a voice, but like, she started off like movie-esque. You know how like that nervous, shy singer don't know whether they can sing? It started off like that, like, oh, happy day. But it was a gospel song.
She did the sister act.
Yes.
The sister act trope.
You know
how the end, she had y'all going to church.
So her talent was singing and theater.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was amazing, Mel. Mel, you know how good of a voice and how great the Lord is when people are in the back getting lap dance and they stop to come peek out to see you sing.
I mean, hoes love the Lord. Hoes, hoochies.
Players, skip, scap, scallywags.
Let me tell you something. I'm a heathen and I'm not going to nobody church, but I love the Lord.
Oh, see, man. He is everywhere, even in Groton, Connecticut, in the back of a strip club, when a young lady wants to sing to win $350.
Well, one or more of us is gathered, be there titties or not.
Preach on it.
All right.
I mean, who's more of a hoe than pastors? Let's talk about it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Nobody.
Can I admit something without judgment here? Because this feels like a judgment.
I can't promise I'm not going to judge, but go ahead on and say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to say it now.
Yeah, I want to pose it as a question. All right. Touch your nose if you've had sex in a church before.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Okay. I'm the only one that's... Really? Really?
This is why we got to put our video out, because
all the faces.
You touched your nose with so much shame.
Come on. No.
For the record, right. The only nose that was touched was Gordon's, but I don't think this surprises anybody.
Yeah, all right. Really? Nobody, I used to date a lot of people that, I dated the praise dancer, and also dated the lead soprano of the choir, two very different church relationships. One is very respected, and the other is a praise dancer.
Hey, before we get into respect, I would like to clarify for the audience that this is at the same church.
Yes.
The same church, Gordon?
Yes, Mel. Wait, you think I'm gonna go join new churches? This ain't gym memberships. This ain't banks after I go belly up. No.
As a nigga running through the praise ministry like a Tomb Raider.
I love how I'm the asshole in this situation. I love that.
Like, you the one that don't understand.
No, I feel like if you're a young person switching, going from church to church, I feel like the congregation should ask, hey, first off, we happy to have you here, but welcome, newcomer. What should you do at that last church?
I thought you churches. I didn't realize it was a hunting ground, nigga.
It don't start off as a hunting ground, Mel. Just things happen.
Sure they do, Lestat.
All right. First piece of bad advice. Let us know if you've ever had a holy hookup. And that means that you've hooked up with someone from your church.
From the church? There's a difference between from the church and having sex at the church.
Okay. I'm not going to say have you had sex. I'm not going to ask if you had sex in the church. I'm in the minority on this one. So I'm just going to ask you about your holy hookup. Who did you hook up with in the church? And was it worth it?
It wasn't somebody same religion, but different congregation. Different church.
Okay. Charles, have you ever had a holy hookup?
I mean, nothing happened at the end, but I did end up joining the choir trying to get some ass. Yeah. I mean, we went to prom together, but nothing happened past that.
This nigga joined the whole ministry trying to get some ass.
I did, yeah. I'm not proud of it.
Did you get the robe? Did you get the choir robe and everything?
I had the robe.
Do they take the robe back when you leave? Or do you have to buy the robe?
I don't know what happened to the robe. I think I think I donated it back to him. I'm like, I'm not doing this no more, young man. But I had a role for like 5 years.
Yeah, he gave the role back. He was like, this didn't get me the ass it was supposed to. Y'all can have this back.
Y'all know ain't no pussy came with this role.
Oh my God.
Because that was definitely of the understanding that pussy came with the role.
Charles, that is amazing. I was like, all right. See, I don't feel so bad now. I feel like I found my flock.
Charles learned how to project his voice trying to get some booty.
Jesus.
Sing from your diaphragm. Is the ass coming with this?
Sing for your coochie, Charlie Brown.
Oh my God. All right. Speaking of singing, we got to bring this up. It's only, I know some people are like, get on with it. I am from the lovely place that's called New Jersey. And for those that don't know, if you haven't heard from me, it's not because I've been laying low. It's because my entire state has been in mourning. Last Monday was 9/11. And not only did we remember those beautiful buildings and what happened to this country, we also got to watch Aaron Rodgers hold the American flag, run on to the field, and within four plays, fuck his leg up to a point that women, children, and grown men in New Jersey wept.
75 seconds. 75 football seconds.
Oh, that's $100 million at 75 seconds. Damn.
And, like, obviously you don't want to see anybody injured.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that. You know, he was saying that his rehab is going to shock people.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think that Aaron Rodgers' shocking rehab strategy? Can you be shocked by whatever Aaron Rodgers says?
Yeah, he's going to come with something, because I was tweeting about it and I'm thinking that pretty much they're going to rub it down with some ketamine. And then some white nigga with dreads is going to blow vape smoke across it. And he's going to get back on the field.
Yeah.
You're bringing up a little bit there, Charles. I was going to ask y'all this.
Can you hear me?
We hear you now. For a dude that openly lied to the country about not trusting the vaccine and doing his own research, he was pretty quick to hop in, get his Achilles heel restructured by science. Like, how does anyone question how that works?
$100 million changed a lot of shit.
Who do you trust with that scalpel, Dr. Jim Andrews, or do you trust Joe Rogan?
Ooh, yeah, well, that's a good question.
What if Joe Rogan did the surgery and we just don't know?
Oh, man. That Achilles, when he put weight on it again, that shit gonna roll up like your grandma's shades. You remember them shades? Did you use gonna roll up like down? A Wicked
Witch of the East feet.
Mel, you just reminded me that, like, picturing Joe Rogan doing the surgery reminded me that back in the day, your doctors and surgeons smoked cigars and cigarettes in the surgical room.
In the surgical room? Really?
Yeah. People smoked all the time back then.
I know they smoked in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know they were smoking in surgery. I mean, how? They wear masks in surgery.
Not all of them.
How does that work?
Gordon, are you making it up?
No, he got to keep his hands steady and his nerves calm. You need a cigarette.
Yeah. See? Soothe yourself.
The same way you can work on a car while smoking a cigarette. Pretty sure the white man was, give me a light, Jim. Nah.
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking with the sensibilities of modern day medicine, not back then.
Put the ashtray on your stomach while he cutting open your chest.
Nah, I don't ash on my stomach. I don't like that.
All right. Look, you know what? This is a You saying Joe Rogan doing surgery. What celebrity in a dire circumstance would you allow to do a surgery on you?
Hugh Laurie. I think he was on House long enough to know a little bit of what he was doing.
You said that incredibly too quick.
And he's British. I unfairly allow a certain level, not complete trust, but I gotta admit, colonialism got me. The bar is a little bit lower sometimes. I'm like, maybe. Maybe.
It's the accent.
Sarone, is there an actor or a celebrity that you would trust to do a surgery on you?
God rest his soul, Luther Vandross would have taken great care of you.
He seems meticulous.
Don't he?
He not sewing no bullshit up in you. You know, he's gonna check.
And he's not gonna forget his phone.
No. And he look like he'll beat your ass if your hand's not clean.
Absolutely.
Not in his ER room. His ER room. Really? The PIN number of emergency rooms.
Oh, man. I just pictured his.
Is there an ATM machine there, too?
Mm-hmm. Right next to it.
I just picture Luther Vandross after he does your surgery. He just comes in the room. He looks at you. He's like, and you will dance with your father again.
His scrubs got sequins on them, too. Lots of sequins on them scrubs.
I feel like he has a very strict dress code in the ER.
Yeah.
Matching scrubs. Ain't no different
color. Yeah. You all have to wear the same color. He wants to know you belong there.
Yeah.
I think Luther Vandross would have loved wearing Crocs.
Absolutely. He died too soon. He absolutely died too soon.
I think he definitely would have loved wearing Crocs. I think he would have performed at a chill spot in Crocs one time and told the crowd, yes, I understand. Tonight it's Croc night.
It still would have been a suit. He just would have had Crocs on.
I don't know about that one.
You don't think so?
I don't know about that one. He looked like a hard bottom shoe dude to me.
He looked like he was about comfort also.
It depends on the Luther too.
All right. How about this celebrity?
Mm.
Can y'all picture Prince wearing Crocs?
No.
The ones with the heel.
He ain't putting on no bullshit just cause. The ones with the heel, maybe. And they're going to be so accessorized, you won't even be able to tell they're Crocs.
Yeah, I don't see him wearing a slingback mule Croc.
Mm-mm, not in sport mode.
I haven't seen the high heel Crocs, but I believe that.
Charles, are you on Crocs?
I don't have any Crocs, no.
Okay. Mel, Crocs?
They got living Crocs. What are you talking about?
Okay. Sarone, Crocs.
Not in my size.
You a lie.
They don't make them.
Are you sure?
I don't think that's right. I think he's right. I haven't seen.
Really?
I haven't seen a size over, I want to say a size over 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comfort ain't for me. Put on some work boots, big nigga.
You have one purpose.
Sorry, big fella. You are not allowed to be comfortable.
Get your mule back ass out here and get these Red Wings on. Get to picking up some shit.
Oh, my God. The celebrity that I would allow. Wait, Charles, you didn't say. Celebrity that you were allowed to do surgery on you.
Jamie Foxx.
Ooh. Oh.
He can do anything.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Jamie Foxx can do everything, so I feel like he can do surgery.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx, yeah, he might be like 3 YouTubes away from doing brain surgery.
Yeah.
I know Jamie Foxx could beat Ben Carson in surgery off.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll put a bet on that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some of you might say this is racist, but I will go with Hasan Minhaj. He's known to fake it till he makes it, so why not?
But okay, so maybe I'm looking at stand up wrong, because I think all of y'all be lying. Like, real life ain't that funny. I mean, I'm not saying that y'all don't tell some of the truth. I feel like there's a nugget of truth around it. And I'm not saying, because I like, would I lie about my child being exposed to anthrax? No. But I also did not hear the joke. Like, I don't know the full joke. So I don't, I don't know. But I've never taken a joke. I've never heard a joke and taken it as gospel and been like, you know, and like if so, I found out that there wasn't a baby outside selling crack to support his kids for Dave Chappelle, I would not be upset. I'd be like, little extreme. I see where, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So what's the story? The story is that he embellished his real life. Because that was his hook, right? He was telling the real life shit.
Yeah.
Like his real experience was like 9/11 and all that shit.
Oh, it was about 9/11?
Like afterwards, aftermath and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, New York doesn't take kindly to people that lie about where they were on 9/11. You literally have to have like a witness of your 9/11 story for it to fly. This happened to comedian from the league, Steve Ranassisi. He made up a lie about 9/11, and he also had felt the brunt of that also. So, yeah.
Shortly after 9/11, this dude came to my high school, like selling books, like telling his story about how he helped rescue people.
That's complete bullshit.
That's a little different.
Yeah, but there's people that do that, like. I see. The sad part about me is some of the stuff that I say on stage, I really wish it was fake. And I wish I was that creative of a writer to just sit at home and make this shit up. But no.
But yeah, you be putting your life in danger. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you're the best metric. And I'm not trying to shit on you or nothing like that.
No. I understand. Yes.
If your stories are so out the box that if they were made up, I'll be like, yeah, of course, because who the fuck does this happen to? But the real life answer is Gordon, so it's tricky.
That's right.
But I think most of us, and I really get your point. And when we're talking about things like anthrax and whatever, I kind of get it. I did not, like I said, I wasn't there for the joke. I don't have an opinion on Hasan Minhaj as a comic one way or the other.
Yeah.
But like, Charles, you said this, like Bernie Mac made a whole show and he ain't even got a sister. He made a whole show about a joke that was not true.
Yep. Yeah.
Good license.
And I don't feel a way about it.
When it comes down, I feel very weird when like a third party tries to explain my joke, especially to a public forum, or like when someone tries to explain me to a group of people, I always feel like a lot of context gets lost in translation. Like I don't want people to ever read my jokes in a public forum. And I also don't want people to read my text messages in a public forum. Because like they won't get my tone right.
Yeah, one of those is for different reasons.
Oh, you're gonna get my tone. That's the problem. There is nothing worse than somebody who gets caught like being freaky in their text, and you just have to see that raw naked ass text with no context, no idea of the person, and it's just like somebody regular, and it's like, oh,
you're a freak. Will the defendant please rise? Did you say I'd like to have
directly to jail? Directly to jail with the Libras with the nose rings. No trial.
Look, man.
Yeah,
look.
You missed that, Charles. We don't know your zodiac, but if you're a Libra,
and don't get Charles talking about the zodiac. Please.
No nose ring for you if you're a Libra, apparently.
You're going to jail.
Man, this is a piece of bad advice. Have a friend read your text messages of when you're sexting. out loud back to you and just see how it gets lost in translation. Because one of two things could happen. You would either lose a friend or you'll get the notes you need to be a better person at sexting.
I'm going to jail. There will be no, it's not just losing a friend. I'm losing my freedom.
Yeah. Mel says she's going to jail.
I'm going to jail.
The things but that like, she's not describing like, ain't even legal in the province.
Not like offender jail, like horny jail.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you going? Oh, I think we all going to horny jail. I don't think we need a Gordon. You know, I don't shit on your ideas, but a sexting proofreader sound like the most awkward fucking job in the world.
I'm going to horny jail. I'm definitely going to horny jail. Oh, and maybe in a restraining order.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because
wait,
it's like, why are you acting like this? Wait. Don't you have a future? Don't you have career goals?
So Rome, you might be on to something. This might be the app we need. You know they got Grammarly.
I see where you're going.
What if we had a Spankerly?
Nah, because we doing more than spanking. This is what is this?
I'm amazed at how bad this got as fast as it did.
Mel, get on board. Charles, get on board too. Charles, what are some
vision?
Charles, what are some areas in your sexting life that you would like to improve? Like you know, one thing I hate the typos when you mid-sexed. You ever went, "Oh, I really want to," you want to say, "I really want to fuck you," but it ends up, "Oh, I really want to duck you." Like, wait, oh shit.
I want a comma in your month.
ain't nothing like asking a woman if you can suck on a puppy. If she has a dog, it just gets worse as you keep spelling it.
Now you're definitely going to jail.
I mean, you're going to jail. That's pretty bad too.
Yeah, but you over there talking about, "I'm gonna put a hurting on that puppy." You gonna do what? My puppy ain't did shit to you.
She gonna hug her dog extra tight because of you, and kiss her dog in the mouth a little bit harder just because of you, man.
And you gonna go to real jail if she white.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my god, you know what the worst is? Is when the typo goes through and the typo is far less worse. Like, you want to say pussy, but it comes out, "I want to touch your pussy." And you're like, wait, why is that in your phone?
Yeah. Are you texting two people at the same time right now? Two very different people.
Who have you been texting?
Wait, why did the phone not fix this one?
It was, I knew it.
Oh man.
Hey, we gotta do this though, but we gotta think, we gotta come up with a name, and we're using Oscar Wilde as the app picture.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. He was freaky diggy.
Most underrated. Oh my god. Most underrated. All right. Speaking of underrated, I wanted to bring this up to you guys. Sexy Red. That's it.
I love her.
I like it. I like Sexy Red.
Like, I'm a little too old. Like, you know.
What'd you say, Charles?
Sorry. I like how she always carries stacks of money. It's just hilarious to me. Why?
God, I love it. I needed more of it. I was today years old when I found out that she is the viral sensation of riding around with my Glock. I can't remember the name of the song, but she's the young lady that went viral for doing, is it Vanessa Carlton?
Uh-huh. 1,000 Miles.
Vanessa, she remixed a 1,000 Miles to the internet sensation.
And that's her walking down the street with the gun.
Yeah.
Okay, she been ready then.
Yeah.
She been ready for stardom.
Side note, can we, like, just as a Black community, can we just take on 1,000 Miles and just accept that it is a part of Black culture now? We all know the song.
It really because is.
It's a banger. Because
it is
it's
a
just,
banger.
It's just like Misery Business. That's Vanessa Carlton is our girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Vanessa. Because, like, let me tell you right now, every Black person I know knows that song.
And it's been parodied at least twice or sampled, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. And I it just okay, slaps, okay?
Aside from that, what's your white girl anthem that just goes?
Oh, say it. Dog days are over, Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, you know what? Then, like, I'm gonna get flack for this, but I'll admit it. It is Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA. I like it because. Yeah,
that's
bro.
Me judging you.
Okay. Hear me out. Miley Cyrus does have one hot album, and I don't know what people of color helped her make Party, whatever that album is. But she's got out. I went into it wanting to hate it, and then, you ever want to hate something, and then you get there, you oh shit.
Miley is that girl. I'm sorry. Like she, you know, like she has her antics and all of that, but
yeah,
vocally, song choice, Miley is that girl. There's no wonder why she's popular, famous, whatever.
That's Billy Ray's girl. That's
mm-hmm.
She ain't come by. She came by honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like
Billy Ray. I really just need to do two songs in my career, and that's kind of like
yeah.
Billy Ray got two number ones, and they both shifted the fucking culture.
Yes, they did. Yes, they
I
did.
Don't know what kind of legendary shit that is, but
yeah.
All right,
that's
Charles.
That's what you call efficiency.
You.
My white girl anthem. I want to preface this by saying that when I was a kid, I used to go to a lot of high school basketball games, and they played this at every girl basketball game in the late 90s. So,
uh-oh. Technology's being a hater. We missed you.
Yeah, we missed you right there. Say that again.
That Shania Twain song.
Feel Like a Woman.
You saw that?
Wait, is it Feel Like a Woman? Yo, I did not know. I did not know how big that song was until I was in Boston. And I watched a whole Boston pub lose its mind. Like, every woman in there ran. No, it didn't matter the race. It didn't matter, like, the size. Every woman ran to the dance floor and sang word for word.
And a lot of men love that song. Lot of men love that song.
Man,
that's a good song.
I feel like a woman. Bam, bam, bam. Yes, Charles. Yes. I didn't know how hard that song slapped, but apparently it if you want to stop a riot, play that song. Actually, wait, that might actually cause more of a riot.
Yeah, some white lady's gonna throw a chair.
Yeah. It is kind of like anti-up for white women, though.
It is, though.
Not if you work for white women.
I got one more anthem for the 80s babies. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Yeah.
Yo, if I ever did a horror movie and I got to play the killer in it, If I'm about to attack somebody and like they're already hurt and they're like limping away and I'm the scary person in it, I'm playing that song.
If it makes you happy.
If it makes you happy. Yeah, like I'll just see me shimmying over there like that.
You doing the Michael? You doing the Jason walk behind him?
Yeah.
You gonna like slow it up, chop it, and screw it, or just like?
Nah, you gotta play the original.
Play the original.
The original makes it scarier.
Yeah. I too have always wanted to choke somebody to Anita Baker to Give You the Best I Got.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't.
If you can. Dude, I'm sorry. Everyone, just stop the podcast. Look up. I need a bay to give you the best I got. And think of a horrific scene.
chainsaws and shit.
A 300-pound monster with his hands around some unfortunate victim's neck.
Universe love you. Oh man! Shout out to Nate Baker. Oh man, what a beautiful voice! What a beautiful soul! What a beautiful catalog!
Absolutely. She is responsible for the cleansing of black homes around the world.
Yes. Yeah, that's how you know you got a quality partner. If they play Anita Baker and they start cleaning, you're like, oh, I found me a classic.
Oh, you trying to stay? Night.
Yeah, shout out to my Janet who was going through stuff when she used to play that Anita Baker, and I did not know. I just thought she was jamming.
Shout out to my mama and a big fuck you to my daddy because I didn't realize that On My Own by Patti LaBelle was really I'm on my own with these goddamn kids.
Every once in a while, Sarone sneaks in there with the most hilarious shit that me and Mel, we have to look at the floor just like, oh.
Okay. Like, we really shouldn't be laughing at this, but here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Sarone's trauma of the week. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God. I like that he put Sarone's trauma of the week to the Price is Right theme song. Bum, 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 bum. Oh my God. Oh. Ooh, how did we get here? What?
Sexy Red.
Yes, Sexy Red put us there. I'm going to say this. I'm getting mad at a lot of men that's critiquing female rappers. I don't like saying female rappers. Rappers of the Lady Persuasion. Saying that their music is too sexual. Nigga, have you not listened to any man rap before?
Like, Scarface, which had nothing to do with romance, definitely include him fucking a girl, and I think she got killed, right?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Niggas acting know, like Aaron.
I give people who have that critique of whatever rap you want to call it, pussy rap, if we're going to call it that, I give you the side eye because I feel it, like you got some consent shit you need to work out. You got some consent and agency issues that you need to like work through a little bit. And that's not the only music out there. That's not the only thing out there. Like people judge Megan, and Megan did a whole album about her trauma. Like,
yep.
So whole, you're just not listening.
A whole mental health album.
Your problem is agency.
You. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that too.
I mean, it's a you problem. It's definitely a you problem, but your problem is agency. And it's other rap you can listen to. Nobody said you have to listen to these women.
And look, just on a side note also, I like pussy rap because honestly, I like pussy. And I would love to hear the viewpoint of one that has one. That's inspiring to me. Like, yeah, I listen to Ice Spice because I am a munch. Thank you very much.
They don't. The other problem is the niggas you like suck. That's your issue. Like the women are kind of doing their own thing, and the opposing viewpoint is terrible. I don't give a fuck. Well, I mean, it's like. You got a few people who come out with some stuff that'll, you know, be, you know, decent. Yeah. Offset is doing his thing right now. Lil Baby is doing his thing right now. It's, you know, but the girls are taking it. They just are. And
they rapping.
Because they're enjoying it. The issue isn't even, or I'm not the issue, but the draw isn't even the topic. The draw is that they are having fun. They have made it fun. And that has always fun rap has always sold, you know.
Yes,
Young MC got a Grammy. You niggas are not the niggas you like are not fun.
Yep.
Drake can make some heaters. Drake is gonna be okay, but Drake shit is not fun. Drake is always gonna be fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play a Mr. Mill since the 80s.
Oh. Okay now.
Man,
fun rap sells, and I pussy is great. Like most,
I think people, we all can agree
at some point are a fan.
Yeah, you're saying so wrong? Even at one time in college, we see you.
Yo, I just because Ron brought it up, I need to say it. Thank you, Kid and Play. You have given me the greatest song of my life. When I'm going through some dark times, the song I put on is "Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody." Just trying to have some fun.
MC Hammer took rap to another stratosphere by being fun.
Yes, he did. And we need more fun rap. And so leave people alone with their rap. If you don't like it, just turn it off. Go find something else that you like.
Literally listen to a nigga that sucks and not bother us at all.
Exactly.
You can listen to a nigga. Lil
Baby still, the baby's still making music. Go support that nigga.
Yeah. I can find
you some bullshit rap. I can just spin around on Spotify and point my finger. I can find you somebody talking about, I'm on my perks and I want my grandma hurt. And shut up. Shut the fuck up.
There's so many options. You do not have to listen to it. Your problem is not that it's the only thing out there, because it's not the only thing out there. It's what's hot because people are having fun.
Exactly. The wild thing too, because they have that point of view about what we titled pussy rap, but also in a millisecond, if you threw on Slob on My Knob, you're like, oh, this is my shit. Like, wait a minute.
Okay. The other day, somebody was like, "But Trina was a lady. Trina, I make fucking in the living room when it's churn home. Please get the fuck out of my face,
bro." If Trina was a lady, you clearly never listened to what's that? Is it Play? What's the song with her and David Banner?
I think Play was, unless she did unless she hopped on a remix. Play was just David Banner. Really, I don't know the song with her.
No, wait. Slap it down my face, shove it down my throat. Smoke. I can't even think of it. Sorry, I can't think of it.
But I mean, people have been talking about sex since pimping. So
you can't think of the song, but I want to hear that song.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm gonna look for it.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna put it in the show notes so that you can find it too.
Oh, it's with Killer Mike. It's one of my band songs that I can't play anymore because it's got some controversial lyrics.
Oh, okay.
It's
count on Killer Mike for that shit.
I don't enjoy him at all. I just don't enjoy him.
Yes, Killer Mike and Trina. I just remembered him running. Oh, Look Back at Me. There it is. Oh,
okay. But see how I just don't listen to Killer Mike and I don't make it my personality?
Yeah, I see that.
And I don't, like, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, no, okay. That's why I don't know it.
Yeah. I had to cut back on my Killer Mike intake because, like, I was planning on going to a Run the Jewels concert and I was super excited about it. And I thought it was going to be this beautiful Ebony event. And I got there and it was... how do I say this right?
The whitest thing. Convention.
Yes. Yes, it was. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just didn't know. I didn't know.
I look at the lyric of the Trina song. It's just filthy.
Yes.
You can cut and paste that for somehow Sexton. Just a lot of you, if you, because we all been there before when you sexting and it's getting towards, it's been going on for 45 minutes and you're running out of shit to say, just pull up Trina on Genius Lyrics and start copying and pasting.
You got something there.
But as long as music has been around, it's somebody being nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is that? This old folk singer.
Lucille Bogan.
Yes, with the guitar on stage.
Did she have a guitar on stage? I just know she was nasty.
And she sang songs about kind of like for her generation that was considered filthy.
And it's not just her. Yeah. There's and sometimes like some of it is some music is just like filthy for the time. Lucille Bogan is filthy today.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if you drop that on a rap beat, I'm like, madam. I am a Christian.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
always been said. So don't. Sexy Red is the downfall of the community. Shut up, nigga. The community been fucking.
That's how we became a community.
Like, come on.
Oh my God. It's oh God. Let the kids have fun. Let the music be. If you don't like it, turn it off. Move on.
Yeah. It's always been here. Little Richard had to make up Wop Bop Lubop just because he couldn't say fuck you in the ass.
That was a nasty nigga.
He had to make up a whole phrase.
Yeah.
Richard, we love the record, but you cannot say put your legs on my shoulders.
Even with the innuendo, you still knew it was nasty.
Oh, God. But Charles, is there a filthy song that you're a fan of or one of your near and dear to your heart? We know you sang in a choir, so it's gotta be something real holy and thou. Oh, wait. Did we lose Charles? Him. All right, when he gets back in here.
We could just...
Yeah, Kentucky Internet has done it again. You can't have five black people on the Zoom.
Racism.
Yeah.
That's old Turtle Boy did that. That's McConnell himself. He pulled the plug on Charles.
Oh, shit. Oh, don't tell me Mitch is running the internet in Kentucky.
That's why it frees up.
Hopefully God Charles will get back in here. We'll give Charles some time. While we're waiting for Charles in the meantime, a lot of stuff has been on my mind that I wanted to run by you guys. Has the internet been making you feel dumber every single day?
No.
No?
It's just because it's some things I just...
Dumb.
I think the internet is dumb, but I don't feel dumb.
Yeah.
It's actually made me feel smarter.
So the phrase, I was today years old when I learned, or like just millennials and boomers learning how things are supposed to be actually used has left me with a conflicting feeling. Because I'm like, damn, why didn't I know this? It's so simple. Like, I just watched the guy get real mad at himself because he didn't know that he didn't need to turn his garbage bags inside out for them to work.
See, that's improper parenting right there.
I don't think my parents even taught me that. I just know that the seams go on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you wear clothes inside out?
Sometimes you could just look at a product and know how it works.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this, but I figured out the Swiffer sweeper pretty easy.
We live in a time of over instruction.
Yes, we do. We love it.
And like there's some weird things where like, oh, you have to do this. And it's like, okay, that is not intuitive. But there are some things like how do you use your pillowcase?
Just look at it. Do you want to sleep with the seam in your face?
That's a good question. Charles is back. Charles, before you left out, I was trying to find out what's your favorite inappropriate song.
My favorite inappropriate song?
Mm-hmm.
Just sexually inappropriate in general.
It could be either or.
That counts as inappropriate.
Oh, we didn't hear you.
We didn't hear you.
Mama's on crack rock by the dogs.
Ooh.
Your mama's on. Ooh.
Yeah.
Would not fly today.
Nope. Would not. Don't like it.
Would not fly today. You know what I find funny?
What's that?
It may be funny is not the word, but crackhead didn't become a bad word until white people started doing meth. And now we got to be nice to drug addicts. We should have always been nice to people who are addicted. By the way, I'm not saying that the first way was right. What I'm saying is it didn't become taboo until white people were strung out openly.
Yep. Yes. Which is a real fucked up thing. And a mirror right back in their face. So they know like, oh damn, we were wrong for treating people like that. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Boy, there was some confused. How did this get to the white community?
This
they definitely be like, think of the children of the attic. I'm like, nigga, you left me to die. You cut welfare when I was a child of an addict. Now you're talking about some gifts. Now you got the Sarah McLachlan music playing over Little Dirty White Babies.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Oh my God. All right. We're gonna wrap it up with this. Charles, you back in here, buddy?
Back. My internet's I'll let me prosper, but I'm back.
All right. Before we go, Charles, we like to ask our guests this. Charles, give us a piece of bad advice that you can give to our audience.
Do those drugs.
That's the only way a lot of us are making it.
Yeah. Do them.
All right. All right.
Sorry, Nancy Reagan. Whole time, we didn't even know that Nancy didn't need drugs because she was on dick.
Oh, so you got to soothe your throat somehow.
You ain't got time to smoke weed when you got dick in your throat.
I mean, that's conflicting textures. Charles, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Charles270. TikTok, Charles is Honey. I don't have anything big line, but I promise y'all to check me out. My shows.
Well, we'll definitely have that in the bio so you guys can check out Charles. Charles is one of my favorites that I follow. If you really want to.
Hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious. See him live. And if you can't see him live, definitely follow him on Instagram and Twitter. He keeps my day going strong every single time. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at The Gates of Mel. The O is a zero on all platforms. And as I'm saying every week, you can find me a job.
Mm. Yeah. LinkedIn. We got to talk about that next week about like people saying, we need to make unemployment go up to 50% to make people want to go back to work. Fuck you. Sarome, where can people find you?
You can find me at Sarome Russell on Twitter, and you can find me at Metarome, Metarome, all one word, on Instagram. And you can find my YouTube special later this year, and you can find me headlining at the DC Improv in December.
Amen.
Nice. So please keep an eye out for that. That's going to be a great thing. And as for me, you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. And also, you can go through my website, bakerbone.com, and see all the upcoming shows. Jesus, what just happened there? It's the white wine, Gordon. That's right. I've been drinking white wine all this whole time. Giving you the best that I got.
Choke. Well, you and your auntie era.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Just Gordon Baker Badu.
Gordon Baker.
Or what is it? Gordon Badu Bone.
Gordon Badu Bone.
And what I got one more thing to tell you guys. That's right. Drunk Black History will be in Boston at Yuck Fest. I will be performing up there. So please come through and check me out. You can go through the link in my bio on all my social media to find tickets for that show. With that being said, we got a lot of dope upcoming shows. Decepticomics will be performing somewhere in Pennsylvania. I will be doing Yuck Fest, also the Cleveland Comedy Festival, and all three of us. That's right. The Bad Advice Show. We'll be making a trip together. So please keep your ears open for that so you guys know to come and see us. And don't forget, we have a Patreon where me and Mel talk about the most gangster thing in the world. What's that, Mel?
Feelings, nigga.
That's right. Feelings. And you can get that on our Patreon, patreon.com/Bad Advice Show, with extra content. And it's amazing. And the more you guys support us, the more we are able to give you shows like this. So please.
Patreon. Yeah, the Patreon is worth it. I pay for it.
Hell yeah.
Why are you paying for the Patreon? You have the drive, nigga.
I don't know where it's at. I don't know how to work a shared drive, and you know that. Quit bringing this up. And
I have told you mixed so colleges. Many times.
Just let it be. If he wants to pay himself, let him pay himself.
Please submit a reimbursement, nigga.
I'm like at this point, every time I see Jerome Russell has made Patreon payment, I'm like,
please send this nigga his right. money back. Like,
I do every time. It's a weird dichotomy, but I like it. And with that being said, thank y'all for listening this week. We're going to have more episodes for you guys next week. So please check us out. Thank you for fucking with us. Mel, send us off.
Bye, niggas.
Hey, there it is.